Robert Smerton. You'll line up La Fantastique in the PFD Food Services Tasmanian Oaks tonight. Robert, what can you tell us about the filly?
Well, this is the first serious racing preparation, so she's come a fair way in one prep, and you know, obviously she's going to improve when she has a break, I would have thought, but the last, as she's got up in distance, her runs have just progressively improved. She was a good run at Corvette over 1400, then a good win at Ballarat over 1600. Then she went to Moonee Valley, got in behind them on a ordinary sort of track, and was okay, but a touch disappointing, I guess. But we decided we'd still push on to this race today in the pursuit of some black dye.
Her win at Ballarat, the way she finished the race off over the mile there, it was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, exactly right. It was a very dominant win, and she's bred to get further, being by Fantastic Light. So, with that in mind, we think she should run the trip out tonight.
And of course, you've got stable apprentice Jason Maskeel coming home to ride her, and he's riding in great form still.
Riding in great form, and he's got really good knowledge of the Launceston track, having done a lot of his early riding there, so I see that as a big plus. He's ridden the horse, he's won on the horse, he knows the horse, he knows the track.
Have you won the Tasmanian Oaks before, Robert?
Yeah, I won it with a filly called Mastercova some years ago. Cathy Payne rode it.
Oh, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, that'd be 10 years ago, I suppose.
Eight or ten years, yeah. Well, you know how to target the big races here in Tasmania, and we wish you all the best with La Fantastique tonight, mate.
Thanks, Peter.